Coming to you live from our Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is our weekly conversation with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Brought to you by Porter & York. Rare meat, well done. Visit PorterAndYork.com. Now with Ian Rappaport, here's Ian Furness.
Can I hear that open? I wish it was Friday, but it's Monday. It's a special emergency edition brought to you by Porter & York, PorterAndYork.com of Ian Rappaport. By the way, I saw something on Instagram this weekend. I do believe I saw some meat being sliced, and I saw a hashtag Porter & York. What was on the grill, fella?
Picanha, as a matter of fact.
Kevin nodded. Kevin's nodding.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
No, it was actually great because I finally have a smoker where I can smoke it low, where I can cook it low enough, because that was always an issue with the picanha.
Yes.
Is with my barrel smoker, it cooked too high. So cooked it at like 185 for like 2 hours and then kind of amped it up a little bit. It was amazing.
Nice. Well, you needed a little protein. You need to get ready for a Monday. And here we go. take us through. What's the Carlos Dunlap situation? My understanding is he's going to test the market and there's a chance he could still come back.
Yeah, I would say that is true. I mean, you know, when he got released, and that's definitely news. This was coming though. So like when a trade happens, there's a lot of things that you can negotiate, right? You can get a raise. You can sometimes get a pay cut. You can get not, you know, don't tag me. From what I understand, part of the deal with him getting traded was Seattle saying, you can be a free agent, and then we'll see. So he's going to go out. He's going to test the market. It sounded like he liked Seattle, and Seattle liked him. So in like a week, you know, are we talking about a Carlos Dunlap reunion? Like, possible. But definitely released, definitely out there, definitely looking forward to free agency. And I think for both sides, the timing is good because he does get a little bit of a jump to see what's out there.
And so he can see that. And, I mean, there's a lot of guys out on the market right now. Let me go to the salary cap for a second. We touched on this, I think, last week. And I think you tweeted something this weekend, I think, as well. We talked about it Friday. Where are we? Tomorrow is the deadline for franchise tags, correct?
Correct, theoretically.
Is that going to happen, or because they don't know what the cap is, are they going to extend that deadline?
I honestly don't know. It's the same question that every cap guy is asking me now. It's either going to get pushed or it's going to be tomorrow. One of those things will be true. It's, you know, 24 hours, there's been one player tagged, and nobody knows if the deadline is going to be tomorrow. You know, I think everyone's a grown-up, so they could figure it out. But it is not an ideal situation, especially if you're a team curious about how to spend, like, you know, $10 million or so dollars.
Rap, why is it so hard for the league to figure out that? I mean, they've had plenty of time. It's based on football-related income, right? I mean, we keep hearing a number of around $180 million.
It's based on football-related projections. That is the problem. Because it's not just income. It's, you know, every year it should be easy, right? It's like you take the revenue, you take the salaries, you take the attendance, you put it all together. Well, like, how many fans are going to be in the stands next year? That's part of the problem. Is it 65% or 75%? Well, that's like a couple million dollars per team, you know? And then, let's say the TV deals get done. Well, that's fixed revenue for 10 years. Can we advance a little of that money and bump up the cap? Like, this is why it's complicated. I get it. Like, it is complicated. But I also would like an answer.
So are teams planning on – so they're using 180, I guess, as a rough estimate. Are teams kind of holding off till the last second to see if they want to tag somebody? Like you said, only one guy's been tagged, the safety from Denver.
Yeah. I think tomorrow – if, you know, if the deadline holds, tomorrow will be, you know, very busy. I think most people are holding on. You know, 180 is the floor. Most people expect it to be 183 or something like that.
Okay.
Could it be 185? Could it be 187? You know, that's a player. That's a player you would keep, theoretically. So there's still a lot up in the air, still a lot we're trying to sort of figure out, but, you know, going to be a very busy next 24 hours or so.
Kevin's got a quick one for you before we let you go.
Yeah, Rep, this is sort of simple, but are teams pissed? I feel like if I was in the process of trying to figure out my roster for the coming year and had significant decisions that I make based on the dollars that I have, I'd be pissed. Are they pissed, or is this just like a whatever, we just got to deal with it?
I think because of COVID, everyone's pissed meter is much different, much lower than it would have been, much more lenient than it would have been. Like two years ago, everybody would have been losing their minds. I haven't sensed a lot of anger now because it's COVID and everything's up in the air. So it's like, no one's angry. First of all, like, there's not someone to be angry at. Second of all, everyone has learned to roll so much better. I think they're like, all right, just tell me the number. Let's go.
Crazy.
All right, my friend. We'll wait and see. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of news in the next 24 hours. When we meet again on Friday, I'm sure we'll have a lot to discuss, right?
No. Let's keep our fingers crossed that something substantial happened by then. But yes, we'll be talking.
All right, my friend. Talk to you then. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
it. Take care.
There you go. Ian Rappaport. Thank him for popping on an extra edition with him today. And Kevin, just a quick shout out. Our good friends at Porter New York, porternewyork.com. We'd love having Rap on. We'd love having the access to have him when the day that stuff does break. We could love having him be able to jump on last second with us. And so we thank our friends at Porter New York.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, look, I feel personally responsible for the fact that Rap loves Picanha now.
I know.
And if you have not met my dear friend Picanha, please, porternewyork.com. If you like things that have the taste of a ribeye and the tenderness of a filet at the price of cheaper than both, that's the amazing thing, is that Picanha is actually relatively inexpensive. Mm. Just jump on. Beautiful. Picanha at porternewyork.com.